Hey guys, and welcome back to Let's Have a Chat podcast. I'm Sarah and
I'm Eliza, and today we're going to be talking about what you guys want advice on.
Yeah, well, before we get stuck into that, we might get into a little bit of a life update. So Eliza, how has your life been? Give us an update.
Well, we guys are no longer in lockdown.
Woo!
We had our lockdown 5 days. We're not going to talk about that much because we literally talked about it for the entire episode last week. So if you want to hear about that, go and hear about it. My lockdown was pretty uneventful. I just had work and school. School online is not my fave. But we're back now, so that's good. We had 3 cases today, though, so...
Ooh, I didn't
and that's connected that. To the hotel quarantine and stuff, so I don't know.
No. Well, I was actually shocked, to be honest. I was kind of going in with the, I'm not sure if it's the pessimistic view or like the not like positive view. I was going in with the expectation that it was going to be longer and if it turned out to be 5 days, that'd be great. And then went on like the Wednesday when they were all like, okay, I've been really proud. Dan Andrews, we had a goat on the loudspeaker at work yet again. Dan Andrews was like, I'm really proud of Victorians, and we're going to get out of lockdown. Basically, the only difference from like a week ago now is like that we have to wear masks and stuff outside, but like considering we can go back to seeing people, I am completely fine with that.
Literally.
But I was so shocked it was only 5 days. I'm like, yes, is this what it feels like to have a short lockdown? Oh, I'm so excited. But we're back out of it now, and as Liza said, if you want to hear our thoughts on that lockdown, you can go back and listen to last episode.
Woohoo. So yeah, but other than that, not a lot of stuff is happening. I did have a maths sack today.
How do you think you went?
I actually think I did all right. Like the actual sack was easier than the revision sheet. And I mean, we're not going to talk about how I did year 10 maths. That was an absolute atrocious mess. I failed 80% of the tests. So we're not going to talk about that. I failed the exam. We're just not going to talk about all that because the year 10, it doesn't really matter, okay? And everyone was like, general math, VCE general math, which is also further math if you're confused, is literally easier than year 10 math.
No way.
It is.
And this is the one that counts towards like your ATAR and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally grade 3 maths, but I still get confused.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I thought I was going to fail, but after I did it, I was like, I didn't fail. So that's good. I'll let you know next week what I got. Unless I did bad, I won't talk about it. Also, I'll probably forget. So anyway,
so if
you want to know, DM us.
Hear how Eliza went.
Yes. What's your life update, Sarah?
Love it. Well, my life update, I worked 38 hours. Actually, no, just finished 38 and a half hours.
Like
5 hours in, not 5 hours in breaks, like 3 hours in breaks. This was over 5 days. So today was my last day. I clocked off at 3:30 and boy, was I glad. literally that is all my lockdown has been, is going to work. And I did one bike ride with a friend for like the hour of exercise.
Yeah, your lockdown wasn't really that different to your normal life then, was it?
No, it literally wasn't. Like aside from like youth and church, like that was literally the only other times I was getting out. So we had work and everyone seemed to come to Macca's during lockdown over Everyone was like, we don't want to cook for ourselves, so we're going to come there. And then I was working Thursday night, which was like the first night out of lockdown, and it was all like 5 hours straight. We were just getting rolled the entire time because everyone was like,
come
like cook ourselves with Macca's. So that's what my lockdown's been
Last Saturday and Sunday, I had work both times, and I was working in a cafe. And so, as soon as lockdown's announced, everyone has to go on hour-long walks. And so everyone walks up to the local grocery with a cafe in it, and they come and get, like, their coffee or whatever and stuff. And so it's hectic. Like normally we're pretty busy, but, like, you'll have some lulls. It was completely flat out for, like, the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
Full on.
It has been absolutely insane.
Oh my gosh. I just thought of an amazing series we should do.
What?
We should do like a series every week where I tell you what the most common name was that was like recorded at the cafe.
Oh, yes.
Like every week there's always just a random name that keeps popping up. Like whenever there's a Karen, I kind of laugh. Yeah. I'm like, well.
I have a friend that had his manager was called Karen. I'm like, oh, that would suck, mate.
Yeah. Last week I had my first person called Eliza who came and ordered. She was quite old. She ordered something very confusing. It was like a medium something something, like basically maybe write an essay on the cup. And I was like, okay.
Oh my
and then
God.
I was like, name. And she was like, Eliza. And I was like, oh, I love you. Anyways, so yeah. So should we jump into the questions? There's lots of things we need to give advice on today. Let's just jump right in. So the first one is how to get a job.
Well, speaking from two people who have a job, we have vast experience of that, of our first jobs.
Do you want to share your experience of how you got your job, Sarah?
Yes. So if anyone hasn't caught on by now, I work at the classic Australian fast food, absolute top tier place, McDonald's.
I had no idea. I thought it was KFC.
Oh my gosh. I mean, obviously. Oh, actually, I kind of wish I worked at KFC now because I'm craving their chicken so much. Oh my gosh. But that's another thing. So I work at Macca's. Been working there almost 3 years now. Actually, it's hilarious. I forgot to say that on my little life update. My brother, I have a younger brother, and he has just started working at my Macca's, and he had his first shift this week. So I've worked twice with him. And even though I'm out front and he's in kitchen, I ended up in kitchen on those shifts, and so that was a little bit of a family vibe. No one could believe it related though, because I've got dark brown hair, he's got orange hair, pale skin.
Yeah. Me and Sarah always make a joke because so my brother, I have two brothers, but the one who's closest in age with me has brown hair like Sarah, and Sarah's brother Josh has red hair, and so it looks like
swap me siblings. And Sarah,
yeah, swapping. Anyways, yeah, you get what.
It's very funny. Anyways, but yeah, so he's just started there. I would say for getting your first job, I'd say try not to be too picky about where you're applying. I know a lot of people refuse to work certain places, whether it's they don't want to work at a supermarket or they don't want to work at a fast food place or stuff, and that's totally fine. If you believe you can get a job somewhere else, that's totally fine. I'd say just go for it. Apply for anywhere. Even if you get 6 months, a year, years experience at somewhere, that's more than, other people that may not have applied to, a wide variety of places. I'm trying to think of what I'd say. If you're applying for a job, that's a big thing, is look at what hours you can work. And how many hours you want to be working a week. At the start, you think, oh, I can work at this spot and this spot and this spot and this spot. But look at it and actually plan out your timetable and look at, okay, if I'm going to be at school these hours and then, working these hours, when do I have time to study? When do I have time to sleep, eat, catch up with friends, and try and organize your schedule beforehand. How many hours you think is a good idea and a healthy amount for you to be working, and make sure that you have that prepared for, whenever you apply for jobs, and also what hours you can work, so they're not rostering you on hours that you can't work, obviously. And just go in for experience. If you don't get hired, that's totally okay. There's a million other places. Kmart, all these other places, bakeries, cafes. There's so many places that are always looking to hire people. If you don't get accepted somewhere, try somewhere else. That's totally fine.
And we have talked about this on other episodes. So if you scroll through, there's other episodes where we've done advice and Q&As and stuff about how we got jobs. So if you want to look through those, then you can get more information. But so I'd been looking for a job for about 6 months, you turn 15, it's oh, I want to get a job now. And so I'd applied to Kmart, Macca's, all those, just all the ones online. I just applied to basically all of them, and none of them really got back to me. And there's this store, the place that I work, I'm trying not to say the name, that is near my house. So I'd gone there a few times, I was like, oh, I'll work here. And the funny story is the first time I ever went there after we recently moved, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to work here. And it was kind of a laughing thing. Anyways, and so I thought about applying and I just kept not doing it because I was too scared to walk in. And then one day I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it Sunday, 4 p.m. And I just dedicated myself to doing that. And a funny story is that week I had a sleeper with a friend and we walked up there to get some lollies. And I was so nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, the cameras, they're looking at me. They're going to know. They're not going to hire me. And I was so clumsy. I dropped all these lollies everywhere. Like, I kept knocking things off the shelf because I was just so nervous. Anyways, now the same week, we also had this seminar at school about many different things. But one of them was about job interviews and how to do a job interview well. And so we had this whole long seminar, and there's lots of things that I took away from that. And the funny thing was, the next week I got the call like saying, can you come in for an interview? And I used so many things from that. They basically taught us how to answer the question, so tell me about yourself, which is a very broad question. Maybe we could do like a whole episode on that.
We could, because that's such an awkward question. You're like, my name, my age.
Let's do it. We'll add it to our list. But basically, so I'd taken away so many of those things, and I just call that my little miracle because, like, if I hadn't known that, I mean, I think I didn't have any experience really besides, like, you know, volunteering and stuff. And so, anyways, that was a very long way of saying just try. Like, I applied for so many places before I got, you know, my job. And also, I think applying for, like, smaller places, like, mine's not, you know, the Woolies, you know. Yeah. Like, applying for smaller chains often increases your chances because they like to, you know, train people up and,
So that's another thing.
That was a long...
Yes. I was going to say, have an answer prepared. I didn't have this at my interview, but one of my friends, he works at a McDonald's too, and in his interview they asked him, they're like, why do you want to work here, say, over KFC or something? And so he had to answer that. And I was like, actually, that's a good question. Like, I've never thought about that. Like, if someone asked me, you know, why would I want to work at Macca's over KFC? I'd be like, because I like McDonald's food. I don't know.
Literally.
And so
it's
like,
a discount?
Yes, I do. It's very good. But, oh my gosh, I just completely lost my train of thought. But, like, yeah, have the question, like, think about why do I want to work at this place over other places? And also, like, everyone's first job doesn't all have to be the same. Like, you don't have to work in fast food. You don't have to work at a supermarket if that's not for you. Like, there's also other jobs, like there's babysitting. There's, like, working at cafes, at bakeries. You know, there's so many other jobs that you can have, working at, like, swimming centers and stuff. So, yeah, just find a job that you think would suit you and then just apply for it and see. And often, and if it's a place that has a lot of, you know, like, people applying at a young age, you don't have to have too much experience because, if like, you're turning 15 and you're applying for your first job, you're obviously not going to have much experience of having a job.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is, like Sarah said before, don't be too picky. But also, if you know you don't want to work in fast food, don't apply for it because you won't enjoy it. It's not great pay and you just not enjoy it. You won't put in the effort and then you won't really get anywhere. Like, you'll put it on your resume, but there won't be like a standing out thing. And so apply for where you want to work, but also apply for lots of places.
Yeah. Apply for wide variety of places within that you would like to work at.
Yeah.
There we go.
So Beautiful. The next one is managing homework.
Ooh.
I feel like I really
need to work on this question.
But so basically what I've been doing at the moment is obviously get a diary because they're very helpful, especially in VCE. There's so many things to remember. And we have like a website, you know, the school website where teachers can put on homework, but half the teachers use it and half them don't. So it's very hard to keep track. And I also find it hard to keep track when it's not a specific homework task, but it's just like, finish this off or watch this or something, when it's not like a specific homework but you need to do it. So I just find writing it down is very helpful. Like, my diary is color coded, so
I dream of that.
So let me get it out so I can describe it to you. Basically, so I have homework, to do, work, podcast, assignment /SAC/test, and then other. So for all the homework that's due, I'll put the due, like, okay. So if I have, for example, maths homework due on Wednesday, then I write maths due, like, on the Wednesday, and then I highlight it in homework. But then on the night I'm going to do it, I put it on that night and I highlight it in to do. So I'm not just like the day before things are due doing things. And then for work, obviously, I highlight that. And then podcast, I highlight stuff that we need to do for that, assignments and stuff. And then other, which is, you know, other things like my play audition. Which, by the way, I forgot to say, if you listened to last week's podcast, got moved to next Tuesday. So I'll talk about that.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, have you had it yet? But obviously not.
No. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had much experience with homework. But from what I have, like, with my, like, cert courses and stuff, is to get it done, like, in a time frame that suits you, but preferably, like, earlier than, like, you need to. I found I was getting – I had, like, assignments. I finished at, like, the end of 1 year and, you know, we had homework that was due at end of January, and I had it all done by like the week before Christmas.
Wow.
So that meant I could I could enjoy, like, you know, my month and a half break without having to worry about any homework. And I know friends that were, they couldn't, you know, do stuff during the holidays because they were they had to do homework for this course. And I just found what worked better for me was doing it, getting
smashing
on top
it
of it
out.
Yeah, and smash it out before like the next, we had a bunch of units, and so, you know, like, we'd spend like 2 weeks on a unit, so I found that if I got the homework done for one unit before I started the next one, I didn't get backlogged, and so I made sure, you know, to finish it all before I started the next thing, you know, where applicable, of course, and that helped me stay on track.
Yeah, that's really helpful. I think also the other thing that I was going to say has completely escaped my mind. yeah, I think it's just about really staying on top of it and doing it how you do it.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends, you know, we have a lot of holiday homework, and so it's what I find for me is I get very stressed about it, but I don't do anything about it, and so I write it all down, I make a plan, but I think that's a real key. And I think that some people that comes very easily, some people it's quite hard. And some people would say, oh my gosh, I've heard this so many times. I need a plan, but I can't plan. It's just about discipline, really keeping, practicing, like, I don't know, just making sure that you are keeping like, you don't want to have some of your reminders on your laptop, some in a notebook, some on a piece of paper, like try to keep it all,
have it all in one place. Yeah. And also, like, try set aside time. Like, it applies with, like, the job thing. Like, you know, set aside time, you know, for your job, but also set aside time to study, not just, you know, it's the, like, 8 hours or 6 hours you are in school. Like, set some outside of it, so then you have time, and make sure to use that time to study, not get distracted on, like, TikTok and stuff, as I've done many times before.
Yeah, this kind of leads into our next question, which is how to find free time. And again, it's planning it. And it's making sure that, like, you keep yourself as your number one priority. Mm-hmm. Like, it's your number one priority is your mental health and your physical well-being, and then school. And I get reminded that all the time because I'm not the best at doing that. But it's just something to always keep in mind because you know, when you turn 21, like your ATAR, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, you can get into uni other ways. And, you know, I asked my aunties and uncles, oh, what was your ATAR? And they're like, oh, I have no idea. Like, I don't remember. Because it is that insignificant in your life that it's not worth all the stress and staying up all night to get stuff done, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
So should we move on to the next topic?
Yes.
Which is more about girlfriends and boyfriends and whatnot. So should I read out this question? It's a bit of a
go
one.
For it. Love it.
Okay. Hypothetically, I am really affectionate and physical touch is my love language, and I have a girlfriend that's the opposite. What should I do? Like, obviously I don't want to force anything, but this is a fantastic question.
Yeah. I think what's important.
I don't really have experience, so for it.
I was going to say, I think what's important is, like, when getting into a relationship, talking about your love languages. This is what I did with my boyfriend. Like, when we started, I took the love language test, like, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. I had, like, a vague idea of what I thought my love languages were. But, like, when we got into this relationship, within, like, the first month, like, we did the test again. There's, like, a test online if you look up, like, love language test. There's one for, like, teens, for couples, for this, for that, so on. So we did the one for teens. And when, like, once we're done, I found that two of mine had swapped. And, like, I didn't used to be – I'm not, like, a very physical touch person, like, with my family. But, like, I'm very physical touch with my friends sometimes. And so I found
that's so,
like,
random of you, Sarah.
I know. But, like, the most physical touch we get is, like, punching each other.
Me and you. Oh, you and your brother, right. Me. That makes more sense. I was like, what?
You're like, say what now?
Yeah, we punch each other all the time.
Sorry. But, yeah, so what I found was, like, physical touch had, like, jumped up and was, like, all equal first with quality time, which was had been my old, like, number one. And so I think the most important thing is to, like, find out what your love languages are and make sure to share them with each other. And
we also have a whole episode on that if you don't really know what it is or if you want to learn more, just to plug.
The five love languages, quick recap, are physical touch, quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service. What's the other? Oh, gifts.
Gifts. I was waiting to see if you could get it.
That used to be one of my top two. It was like gifts and quality time. Now it's quality time.
Yeah. Can I quickly say something? I think that's important to keep in mind, that love languages can change over time.
Yes.
Someone as a kid loves hugs, but as they're a teenager, they might not love them so much. So it's important to, like, not check up every day, like, oh my gosh, is that your same love language?
Yeah.
But just keep it in the back of your head, like, always checking in.
And, like, yeah, and if you share them, that way you guys can work out, like, because how, you know, one person might be feeling love is the other way is giving it. Okay, that's not
That's not English, Sarah.
That's not English. Here we go. I've got it in English. Just say, I love receiving gifts, whereas my boyfriend is more physical touch. He may think, like, he's giving love if, you know, he gives me lots of hugs and stuff, whereas I may not feel that. I might be like, oh yeah, he gives me hugs, but, you know, if he really loves me, give me gifts or something.
Yeah.
And he might be like, well, you know, why isn't she giving me lots of hugs? Like, these gifts are nice, but all I want is hugs, that type of thing. So, like, that could be, like, one example, that hypothetically, of course, and of, like, what could happen and stuff. And so, like, once you guys realize, also, like, the way you express your love languages may be different to the way, like, you receive your love languages. Like, you might love giving gifts more, but like getting hugs more, if that makes sense. I don't know.
And I think it's important to keep those love languages in the back of your mind. Obviously, if this is a long-term relationship that you're talking about and you both discussed about the love languages, you're both always going to have that in the back of your mind. And you might not get as many hugs as you like because, hypothetically, she doesn't love hugs, but if she does love you, and obviously it's a long-term relationship, then she will hug you and you will feel loved. But I think it's just important to keep communication open, just keep, like, checking in with each other and stuff. This kind of also leads into a email we got from For Our Advice, which says, hi, a friend of a friend knows you personally and suggested I listen to your podcast. Never looked back. That's so sweet. I love reading the cuteness at the start, but that makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I met this person at my youth and I really like them, but I think they just see me as a friend. Advice? Thanks. We're going to give better advice than we gave last week, guys. Do not worry. go for it.
I completely zoned out during that. What was the question again?
They met this person at youth and they like them, but they think that they just see them as a friend. I think it's important to really it's important to build that friendship, because there's two types of versions of friends that I see in my head. Three types of versions. There's me and Sarah. There's, like, a friend that you hang out with at school, but mostly with another group. And then there's a friend that you say hi to occasionally. So I think it depends how you classify them. If you classify them as someone you kind of just hang out with as a group and someone who you kind of just say hi to, I reckon just keep doing that. Keep getting to know them. Keep letting them get to know you. But if you're, like, actually, like, really good friends, you talk and stuff, just shoot your shot. I mean, if they are a true friend and they don't feel the way that you feel, then they won't let it get in the way of your friendship. You're like, you might feel a bit awkward, obviously, because that's, like, an awkward situation. Yeah. But, like, what if it works out? Like, you know?
And actually, I just remember this situation, like, kind of happened in my life with one of my friends a few years ago, but like it didn't like, oh my gosh, how am I saying this? He basically shot his shot and I was like, hey, that's really cool, but I really value our friendship more. And
I know who you're talking about.
What?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. and down the track now, we've actually become like, we were really good friends before, but like now we're like a lot closer than we used to be.
I'm going to keep talking. I think that's really important to, like, I've had this situation happen to me where once you've told them, you feel so good. Like, it literally breaks down a wall. Like, you can be their actual better friend because you don't feel like you're hiding something from them anymore. And it actually makes the friendship so much stronger. Even if it doesn't move on to a relationship, like, I'm telling you, it felt really good.
And even if, like, you know, they don't like you back or stuff, don't let that get in the way of your friendship. I've seen so many friendships end because, you know, like one person has liked the other more than friends and the other person's gone, I don't like you that, but like, and then they found it really awkward to stay friends. So, you know, if that happens, value friendship first, I think. Go for it.
Okay, thanks. And I think that also it's very important to remember, like, obviously you as the like-e is going to, obviously, if they don't like you in that way, they're going to feel terribly about it, especially if you're quite good friends. I've been in this situation before where it's just very hard to admit that you don't feel the same way because you feel, like, almost responsible for it. And obviously it's not a super big deal. But, like, just remember that they're not, like, just crushing you down and then moving on. Like, they probably will feel as bad about it as you do, which obviously maybe not great advice because then you might not do it. But
it's just, like, the worst thing. Remembering
that they have compassion as well, you know?
Yeah. And that they might be, you know, overthinking it a lot more than, like, what it may seem like. So I'd say shoot your shot and then, you know, something great might come out of it. And if not,
then listen to our podcast to Comfy.
Exactly.
I find it so cool that people have, like, found our podcast through other people, because most of the people that I've talked to about it, obviously we had to start somewhere, so that was mostly just people that we knew. And the other thing was that there's been some more ratings on our Apple Podcasts, like, thing. Some of them aren't actually showing up. We've had a bit of a glitch, but we appreciate them nonetheless. Thank you guys so much. Yeah. The last bit of advice that we need to give is about girls, which is kind of a similar topic that we've been talking about.
Wow. What do you want to know, guys?
Okay, I think, like, it's important to remember that, like, girls and guys, like, we're all the same species. We all have feelings. We all go through our ups and downs. We all like some people, like different people. You know, like, we've all had the feeling, like, oh, my gosh, I like them so much, but they don't like me back. Like, we've all had that feeling mostly. You know who I'm talking about.
I'm sorry.
Like, you know, some people don't like people, which is absolutely fine if you don't. Like, it's fine. But basically what I'm trying to say is, like, everyone is human and everyone has those feelings. Everyone knows those feelings. And sometimes it's okay to just – okay, well, I guess it depends on your age. Sometimes it's okay to just sit in those feelings, let that friendship really blossom. Sometimes if you're, like – if you're graduating and you've liked this person for whatever amount of time – and you're like, I'm not going to see this person unless we start dating. I'm just going to go for it, you know? Just be a bit spicy. You haven't said that for a long time. It's kind of sad.
Oh, my gosh, true.
Just go for it. Just be like, hey, I like you. I liked you for a bit. You're really cool, nice, funny, whatever, you know, random things. And they'll be like, oh, thanks. Like, have a good uni. Like, it will go one of two ways. It will go one of three ways. One, they'll be like, oh, that's so nice. I have a boyfriend. Bye. It'll go, oh, my gosh, that's so sweet, but I really just want to stay friends. Okay. Oh my gosh. I love you too. Let's get married. So,
yeah, because it's going to go straight into that.
Literally, once you're 18, just go for it, you know?
Really go for it, Bryce.
Well, technically, we could legally get married with parent consent, but I don't think they'd give consent.
I don't know any already as well.
I do not want to be married right now, what the heck?
Oh my gosh.
I do, however, want a child.
I feel that, you know, here you go. I want, like, a child, but, like, not during the waking up at night part.
I want a child to cuddle when I want to cuddle, but I don't want to do nappies or bedtime or feeding or any of that, or the actual getting
it out. Basically, all we want is a cat.
Yeah, literally. I don't want it to come out of me.
Mm.
Anyway.
Oh, man. Not looking forward
basically,
to that.
So, from the perspective of girls, if a guy says, you know, I like you, which not to brag, but that's happened to me a few times. That's so cringy. I'm so sorry. Like, obviously it's awkward on your end, but then it's also awkward on our end. Just saying. Like, I already said that before. I don't know what I'm saying. Can you please talk?
Okay. I think advice, be like their friends first. Like, girls really appreciate having a lot of friends and having guy friends as well, because sometimes girls can be a little bit crabby to each other. And, you know, I value my guy friends in those moments where I can just go and hang out with them and just talk to them. And most of the time, you know, they'll just be chill. And also sympathize, because girls go through a lot. Not saying that guys don't. Guys go through a lot as well. But girls have a thing called a period, which everyone probably knows about. TMI. There we go. Said it. But we get very crabby, like, once a month, and get everything hurts and just body is like,
so, and the month comes around very quickly.
So oh my gosh, literally, you're like, you might be I'm like, done. Oh my gosh, and then next week it's like, I'm week. Back, and you're like, go away.
And it's like, because it is a cycle, so there's constant mood swings. But, like, it's also, what the heck was I going to say? Oh my gosh, it was such a good point. Damn it.
Coming out with all these great points and then forgetting it.
You can continue talking.
Okay, well, I don't know where I was really going with that. But also, most girls I know appreciate food. So just bribe us with food at this point.
I remember.
Maybe I'm just talking about myself. Keep going.
The other thing that I was going to say is, like, often, like, typically guys sometimes, and I've had experiences with this, don't get the point. Like, you have to be very blank. You have to be very straightforward. But I think something that girls struggle with is saying, like, because most of the time, the girl knows you like her. Like, most of the time, she knows. Like, she knows more than you think she does. And whereas so,
a lot of the time, the guy knows the girl likes her.
And it's often quite annoying when you know, but they haven't admitted it, and they're just very clingy. And it's just annoying, because you can't actually fully be their friend, because it's like they're not almost being honest with you. And I 100% get it's very awkward. Like, you know, do not fret. I've never told someone that I like them. Actually, I have. That's a lie. Anyway.
Yeah, I was like.
But, like, not in the typical movie sense. Like, you go up to them in person and be like, oh my gosh, I like you. Like, it's very, it's not like that. It's very awkward. It's not like you stand up and kiss them. I mean, maybe it is for some people. But you just got to be very, girls, I'm talking about girls. You guys got to be very, girls have to be very blank and very straightforward, to the point, this is how I feel, or this is what I want, or I want some time, I want some space, I don't like you, I like you. Like, it's very, you know, you can't just be all wishy-washy, which is really annoying because I like being wishy-washy. But
I know, we always do stuff and think that guys realize, and then they were like, no, we didn't realize. And we're like,
I said something to a guy and I was talking about it with my friends, and they were like, yeah, that makes complete sense. But then he was so confused and I was like, what? That makes so much sense to me and all of the girls. But yeah, I think it's just about being, the guys need to be a bit more like, oh, look, I like you. It's okay if you don't feel the same way, but I just wanted to be honest with you. But also it's hard, so just, you know, try your best.
I'm not even sure it was a really good point, but I just had a point and I forgot. Oh, that's the other thing is, I think we have, like, high expectations of, like, how it's gonna go, and it's gonna go like this, and, you know, of what's gonna happen, like set by movies and culture around us.
And it's probably not going to go well. Just say that to yourself.
Or it may not. Won't
go how you want it to. Or maybe it will.
Doesn't mean it might go bad. It might go good, just not how you expected. And don't like set your expectations based off what happens in movies and the stuff you see around you.
And even if it does go well, that doesn't mean it won't be awkward. Like it will be awkward unless you're like really good friends, you know, but it will. Like it will be awkward. But a lot of things are. I find a lot of things.
But you can move past the awkwardness. Like if you guys are strong enough friends, you can move past it.
Yeah. And you can make a joke to make it less awkward.
Yeah.
And also this is completely sidetracking. Okay. But I just wanted to mention that guys, my TikTok's almost at 10,000 views. If you want to follow me on TikTok, it's just Eliza Petty, I'm pretty sure. Or maybe Eliza_Petty. Wait, let me check just so I can get it right. Sarah, keep talking.
Love it. Okay. Well, oh my gosh, I discovered a really good song, by the way, like a few weeks ago. I just heard it and I'm just in love with it and I played it over and over again. And I think I'm back into the Beach Boys. Not that I ever like was in the first place, but
you know.
Okay, keep going.
It's just Eliza Petty, like no spaces, no nothing. And it's currently at 9,600 views. Can I please tell my story about this?
It's a bit spicy. It's a bit spicy. I just wanted to knock that in there. Your
turn. And so basically it was recess time, right? When I recorded it, because we were at online school, so I was just sitting. And so I recorded this thing and I literally nearly didn't post it. I was like, this is so lame. No one's gonna watch this. This is so random. So I posted it, right? Because I was like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then after about an hour I checked it and I was like, what the heck? It had like 2,000 views or something. And I was like, what the heck? And every time I refreshed it, there was like 300 more views. And I was like, what the heck? It is the most satisfying thing, can I just tell you? And a funny story. So basically you kind of have to watch the TikTok to get context of this, but it was about how many followers I had and stuff. I wasn't being sad or anything. Just watch it. But, and so there was a few people who wanted to be
I found your video. I was looking, I was like, which video was this?
Screaming. There was sorry about headphone users there. There was like,
he's now 137 followers.
Yeah. Okay. I was about to say that.
Sorry.
When I made the TikTok, which was like 2 days ago, I was 80 followers and people were like wanting to be my 100th follower and make it like put it as a comment. And so when I got to 100 followers and then people were unfollowing and then following again and then commenting, I was your 100th follower. But then people would unfollow. Like there was like three people that were having like a war because they wanted to be like follower. And I watched it. Like I watched it on my notifications. Like they followed you. They followed you. They followed you. Like they kept unfollowing me and following me.
You're like, just follow me.
Anyways, I'm up to 137 now. So I need to make some more award-winning TikToks. I actually have some ideas, but I just haven't gotten around to it. Anyways, follow me. Yay.
Yee.
And also don't forget to follow our Instagram at Let's Have a Chat Podcast. And if you need advice, email us at letshaveachatpodcast@gmail.com and we'll give you our advice like we just gave that other person. Woohoo.
Love it. It is a complete vibe. Well, I think, was that all the advice for today's, today's TikTok, for today's podcast?
That was too much advice, guys. We will put in our planner.
If we killed it or if we actually
killed it. Yeah, literally. We'll put in our planner to do an episode about Tell Me About Yourself because I literally have so many things to say. So we'll do a whole episode about that. We could talk about it now, but that would literally take 20 minutes and you guys are really bored of us. So, yeah. Hope you guys had a fun walk or a fun shower or fun doing chores or fun doing
let us know what you do. We need to put a thing up. What do you do while you're listening to
it? I'm going
to
write that down.
Okay, love it.
Love it. Thank you guys for watching. Watching. Thanks for listening.
I'm going to hold that over you.
Literally. Well, Sarah, whenever Sarah she's like, what time are we filming? When are we filming? When are we filming? And I'm like, it's recording. How many times do I have to say it? Like the first few times I was like, okay, whatever. But literally every single time she's like, film it this time, right? When are we filming? Want to film then? Film. It's record.
Actually, on my message yesterday, I put record. Go me.
Good job, Sarah. I'm so proud of you. Anyways, guys, hope you have a snapper of a Sunday if you're listening to this on the day that it's released. If not,
have we plugged Instagram yet?
Yeah.
You can plug it again if you want. I'm just spaced out today. Well, I'll plug it again. So, don't forget to go follow us on Instagram at Let's Have a Chat Podcast to Follow us and hear about our videos and stuff, and do interactive stuff like give us questions of advice or all that jazz.
Also, guys, let us know if you're loving the new microphones because they're really hitting different. Like, oh, I listened to the other podcast. I listened to like a snippet of an old podcast episode and then a snippet of the new one. It is so much better, guys. Like, can you tell us if you know the difference? Like, there's surely a difference. It's just like better. Like, it feels like the sound is more full, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily louder. I mean, it might be depending on your volume, but it just feels more full, you know? Anyways, we should stop rambling.
But yeah,
we'll have a chat with you next week.
Rip.